We are very pleased to welcome Jane Rogers today, especially as she's very busy, so we're very lucky to have her today. As some of you certainly know, she is the author of 7 novels, the most recently published being, in chronological order, Mr. Rose Virgins, published in 1991, Promised Lands, which is here, published in 1995, winner of the Writers Guild Award, then Ireland, published in 1999, which is a wonderful tale of family secrets and revenge, and which I recommend warmly. And her latest novel is The Voyage Home, from which you will read later on. It was published in 2004 and deals with a young woman who is bringing home the body of her dead father. Her father actually died in Nigeria, and she decided to take the long way home by container ship. And through that journey, she becomes involved with the ship's mate, she becomes involved with 2 stowaways, and she unveils very disturbing revelations about her father's early life. This is also a book which I would strongly recommend. Jane Rogers also writes for television and radio. In 1990, she was awarded the Samuel Beckett Award for her television play Dawn and the Candidate. And her work for television also includes an adaptation of her novel Mr. Rose Virgins in 1993, directed by Danny Boyle. She also wrote a film script of Promised Lands for Channel 4, and she has just told us that a play adapted from Ireland is actually being performed tonight on Radio 4. Jane Rogers also teaches a writing MA course at Sheffield Hallam University and is a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature. When asked about the main themes of her novels, Jane refers, I quote, to an exploration of idealism and its effects, of people trying to create new and better ways of living. She points in particular to her interest in people whose way of experiencing the world lies outside the norm. And this is something that is shown very well in Ireland. Her work focuses much on the women's lives and women's roles, and more particularly in reference to motherhood. She's also extremely interested in voice and has explored a wide range of first-person narratives. Voice is also a very important issue in new writing, as is pointed out in the introduction. In 2001, she was editor of the Good Fiction Guide for the Oxford University Press, and in 2003, she edited volume 12 of New Writing with Dairon Adebayo and Blake Morrison. And François Galix will tell us a few words about New Writing.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa, and welcome to Jane Rogers. I hope someone is using a tape recorder for you this evening so that you can see what's on. So to introduce my question, I would like to say that I think British readers are quite privileged because they have many possibilities to help them discover new literary talents, and I don't think we have many real equivalents in France, as far as I know. In what you told us, in fact, I discovered some of the possibilities, like the Good Fiction Guide and others, but mainly I was thinking of Granta, which, as you know, every 10 years publishes and gives, in fact, voice to new authors. Also various prizes, that we all know the Booker, the Whitbread, but also the Orange Prize, which is fairly new, 1996, for female authors only, if I'm right. Then the Granta list, as I said, which in fact has set as a rule that it is in fact only for authors aged under 40, so I don't think that has anything to do with me. It started in 1983, and now, of course, now that we look at the names of those new authors that no one and hardly heard of, 1983. Now we know who they are, and I just give you a few names: Rushdie, Julian Barnes, Graham Swift, Kazuo Ishiguro, Martin Amis, Ian McEwan. It's amazing, and William Boyd. So 2003, 10 years later, there's another batch of young authors or new authors. And the names of some of them are already very well known: Toby Litt, A.L. Kennedy, Zadie Smith, Andrew O'Hagan, Monica Ali, and Adam Thirlwell. Now, for Monica Ali and Adam Thirlwell, in fact, they were included in Granta just on a manuscript. That is, they had never published anything. And so this was rather risky, but it worked out all right. Now, something else which is slightly different. In 2001, there was a manifesto entitled The New Puritans, which is also an anthology edited by Nicholas Blinko and Matt Thorne. And this anthology included also Toby Litt, who appeared in Granta, and who, as you know, next year will be co-editing the next new writing. Now, to go to new writing, I remember in 1992 in the British Council in Paris, the late Malcolm Bradbury came to introduce this new series, and this was the number one of new writing, and he came to Paris to tell us about it. And afterwards, the book, which is published every year, as I told you, was edited by S. Byatt, I think, twice, A.L. Kennedy, John Fowles, and this year, then by Jane Rogers, Blake Morrison, and Iron Adebayo. We already have next year's, then for 2005. And it's going to be a Toby Litt and Ali Smith, so we get the same name. So my question, in fact, is where do you actually situate a new writing as compared with those other anthologies and classifications of new writers? Sorry if I've been so long. Sort of a history.
No, that's fine. This is, can you hear me properly?
Yeah.
Before I answer your question, I should just say thank you very much. I'm very, very pleased to be here. Vanessa said I was busy, but how could anybody turn down an invitation to come to the Sorbonne?
Thank you.
I'm delighted to be here. Okay. To answer your question, I think the way that we see this is that really it's much more wide-ranging than the others. I mean, Granta comes out, as you know, as a magazine regularly, and regularly publishes both very well-known and some new writers. And then it does this this thing every 10 years of selecting kind of the cream, if you like. Firstly, there's the age barrier on it, which I think is actually very problematic, because I think that there are a lot of writers who become very good writers quite late in life. Maybe who even are first-time writers quite late in life. So to put an artificial age bar across it, I think is quite a strange thing to do. I mean, I think it's a very fashionable thing to do, but I don't think it's... Well, you know, the publishing industry loves young, beautiful authors. I think everybody knows that. So youth is good. And in fact, I mean, one of the things that we were very pleased with in this anthology is that we've got people ranging from... I think the youngest is probably 19, and the oldest is in her 70s. Uh-huh. So it's a whole span of ages. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that we were aiming to do was not necessarily to say, you know, these are going to be the prize-winning names in the next few years, but to say this is an interesting selection, an interesting representation of the best of the kinds of things that people are interested in writing at the moment. And we were very interested in deliberately looking for diversity. Again, that list is not looking for diversity. It's just looking quite simply for what it considers to be the best and the most likely future prize winners. So I think, this is also obviously a bigger collection, and we've got many more than, I mean, the Granta best of is it 10 or 12? Small specific number, and we've certainly got more contributors than that. And the other thing is that we very deliberately wanted to include people who are already quite well known and people who are totally unknown, in the hopes that people who like to read something by somebody they know, when it's next to somebody they don't know, will then be encouraged to try the new person. I mean, there's that knock-on effect that we were looking for. So the aims are quite different, really. And I think the other thing to remember is it's a British Council anthology, and part of it is that the British Council anthology goes out around the world.